When I leave my high school and I have to transfer to the university, and I met different foreign students, and they wouldn't know the language I use in my daily life, so I have to use different terms to talk with them. But in my high school, I learned English for practical use only, but not for daily life. So I think this is the most memorable experience, because I have to change my logic from the Cantonese to the English, but the grammar or the sentence patterns, they are not quite they are quite different. So I have to change the logic to use the English. So I think this is the most memorable experience. But for the most memorable reading experience is that when I read some books, they use the full language of English, and I don't really know the content, because of they use many terminology about the very professional terminology, so I don't know the content. And this is the most memorable reading experience, because once you don't know the term in each sentence, and you cannot organize the whole passage. And I think this is the weaknesses of the training in secondary school. And so I have to take the more chance to study the English reading in the secondary school, in the university, to improve the English. Yeah.
So, out of all, you know, English aspects, what do you think is the most difficult for you?
Most difficult? I think the most difficult is speaking. And because you have to organize your mind and your mouth. And for others, just such as the listening or speak or reading, you just need to understand it, but you don't need to talk with the others. So I think speaking is the most difficult.